Dr. Rhonda Pinnell at Harvard treated mice with a gene therapy protocol and showed that they had age reversal in every way imaginable. Diane Sawyer did a story on him where she actually interviewed him and showed data and stuff like that, showing that these mice not just got more energy like a lot of products on the market now that say they cure aging and stuff like that, or fountain of youth. All they do is boost your energy levels a little bit. This did a lot more than that. It made mice remember how to do things that it couldn't do. It had lost the memory of doing. It brought their minds back, so it's possibly this could be a solution to Alzheimer's. But it also, the mice could breed again. Their hair color came back. Everything. They became indistinguishable from younger mice in just about 3 weeks' time after being treated.
Go back and take a look at who Bill Andrews really is, who really discovered telomerase, who really is behind all of the research, who trained a lot of the other people that are now interested in telomerase gene therapy and actually do the studies. You will trace almost every one of the people and leaders in the field back to Bill Andrews. I think we have the best chance to succeed and prove that telomerase gene therapy has huge biologic benefits to humanity. But even if we fail for some reason, I'm telling you, I predict in the next 5 years, the whole world is going to realize that the concept of birth, taxes, death is about to change.
Get the best priced and most bioavailable TA65 telomere lengthening product on the market, the BioEnhance TA65. Being that TA65 has been proven to lengthen human telomeres, it has historically been priced at thousands of dollars and out of reach for most people. But this new low-dose formulation with up to 50 times better absorption now makes it a realistic option for those seeking the telomere lengthening benefits of TA65. At only $100 per bottle, it is now more affordable than ever at the lowest price seen in the market. Buy today with confidence with the link below.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. This episode, I have Dr. Bill Andrews coming back, and he's joined with Dr. Jeff Mathis, and he's going to talk about his telomere lengthening. I had him on a couple years ago, and if you can remember, for those of you that seen that video, he is the doctor that came up with the method for lengthening telomeres 100% in human cells. Now, it works in a petri dish. It works on human skin on a mouse, but they have yet to test it in human cells. The trial that they were working on was testing it in primates on these little lemurs in Madagascar. The procedure is so expensive that they looked for these little tiny lemurs that they could do it on. But what happened is he got hooked up with Dr. Jeff Mathis, and they decided to go directly to human trials. And they're in pre-trial right now, and they're starting really soon and actually doing the procedures. It's a very exciting time in science. This is a really exciting trial. Now, for those of you who have followed Dr. Bill Andrews, he was one of the doctors, actually the doctor, in the early 90s that identified human telomeres in humans and telomerase in humans. And it actually led to the Nobel Prize in Science for two doctors that discovered it in the 80s in pond scum. This is a big deal. It's real science. And what they found in mice when they actually did the gene therapy in mice, and 60 Minutes did a report on this, that in every conceivable way, the mouse became younger. Now, it's a mouse, it's not a human, but that's why it's so exciting, because this is a big deal, and we're living in a very exciting time. And I am going to do my best to keep tracking this trial and seeing what we can do. Now, they have high-level celebrities that if they get past this first couple and it works great, they're going to be doing some high-level celebrity or high-profile, shall I say, celebrities. It's going to be an amazing situation, as long as it can get past a couple of these first hurdles, which I'm sure they will. I know they will. It's something that I just can tell. And you got, I don't know why, I just think they will. That's why I've been following them so closely. And one of the things they say is it's so expensive, but he is determined to find something that he can get to the general population. And that drives them. All of the profits on this is going back, right back into research to do it. He doesn't want to be a scientist that just helps the wealthy. And they all know that, that the, they always tell the wealthy that are coming in to do these trials that you're helping, the wealthy is going to help the poor. And that's their goal. And so I love that about him. So let's get into now my interview with Dr. Bill Andrews and Dr. Jeff Mathis.
Hi, Bill and Jeff. Thank you so much for rejoining the program.
Glad to be here, yeah.
Last time we had you on, Bill, it was 2 years ago, and you just got done with this huge landmark finding of being able to lengthen a human telomere 100%. And you were going to get started on this little big trial with these little tiny lemurs. And instead, you moved right to human trials. And that actually is going to be starting soon. Can you first tell us what you have, what your finding is, and then what you have planned from a human trial standpoint?
Okay, well, first of all, lengthening telomeres in human cells is not a new thing. We did that back in the mid-1990s, using gene therapy protocols that could never be used for treating actual humans. We could treat human cells in petri dishes, but we couldn't treat humans because the gene therapy vector, the vehicle to get the gene into the cells, had toxicity issues. And so what's happened recently in like the last 8 years, 8 to 10 years, a new gene therapy vector has been developed called AAV. And we have started using that about 8 years ago. We've been finding out it works as well as the old vectors, except it doesn't have the toxic side effects. And we started working on trying to get clinical studies. And two things we're doing was looking for people to work with to do clinical studies, and also do a lemur study, which was a lemur in Madagascar. It's the size of a human thumb. Gene therapy is so expensive that it was to our benefit to find an animal that ages like humans through telomere shortening, like most primates do. And the smallest one is called Madame Bertha's mouse lemur, and it's only found in Madagascar. So we were setting up to do that. But then all of a sudden, in September, October, I guess, 2017, we were approached by Jeff Mathis, who's on this call too. And he's the president of a company called Labella Gene Therapeutics. And he asked if he could actually take on the clinical study. And, everything that we discussed was so perfect that we said, sure. And the decision was made that there was no need at this time to do the lemur study first. But we still plan on doing it. We still plan on doing the lemur study, but it's going to require a lot of funding to come in to Sierra Sciences in order to do it. But the decision to actually move forward with the gene therapy is pretty much Jeff Mathis and Labella Gene Therapeutics that has now licensed the gene therapy from us.
So what does that mean? What is the trial going to actually do?
Now, I think that's because the trial is going to lengthen telomeres in humans. And we are venturing into the unknown. We've only done this with mice. So we actually haven't even done it with mice ourselves because we don't do animal studies. But Dr. Rhonda Pinnell at Harvard treated mice with a gene therapy protocol and showed that they had age reversal in every way imaginable. Diane Sawyer did a story on him where she actually interviewed him and showed data and stuff like that, showing that these mice not just got more energy like a lot of products on the market now that say they cure aging and stuff like that, or fountain of youth. All they do is boost your energy levels a little bit. This did a lot more than that. It made mice remember how to do things that it couldn't do. It had lost the memory of doing. It brought their minds back, so it's possibly this could be a solution to Alzheimer's. But it also, the mice could breed again, their hair color came back, everything. They became indistinguishable from younger mice in just about 3 weeks' time after being treated. So this has never been done in humans. Humans are not mice. So this is still considered research. We don't know if this is gonna work in humans. It sure works in human cells, and it sure works in human cells grown on the skin on the back of a mouse. but it's never been tested in humans. And so that's pretty much all I can say. Jeff could probably tell you more about the clinical study, exactly when dates and who and how people are going to be treated. And
Tell us more about this.
Well, I'm not sure where you want me to start, but
what is it going to entail? Like, how many people are going to be involved? What are you, you know, what are you expecting to see out of this if it all goes well?
Okay, so the first step is safety. There are ways without going through animal studies to move straight to safety studies with humans. And that's the approach that we took. So we are in the process of doing the world's first safety trials on humans using telomerase gene therapy. We have been at this longer than 2.5 years, not to mention, you know, the decades of Bill's research and time. And for the first time in the world, it appears that we are well on our way to doing the pretreatments April 22nd on patient 1 or 0, I guess. And I anticipate that once we have all the lab tests back and we know exactly what we're dealing with from an antibody standpoint, we will have clearance to proceed with the world's first safety trial in humans as part of an IND sometime in late May or early June. So it'll be the first time in the world telomerase gene therapy has been attempted in a human being.
Well, so what does this entail?
Let me add to that.
Go ahead. Gene therapy is,
I was going to add that the gene therapy is extremely expensive and the studies are extremely difficult. And it's kind of like pretending like I'm an orchestra leader, being like 1,000 different musicians. And it's like every one of them has to be right on key, working perfectly, or it just doesn't work. And this has been a big job to do, and it's just very expensive too. And the cost of producing the gene therapy and doing all the tests and getting all the doctors involved and doing all the tests and analyzing the results is so expensive that it's actually costing Libella $700,000 per patient. And so it's not going to be something where there's going to be 50 patients done all at the same time. So they're doing one patient at a time, and the window between them, and Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong, the window between them is approximately 6 weeks because it takes that long to produce more of the gene therapy to treat one person once.
Yeah, it's actually, that will be a best case scenario once we ramp up. For the first 6 months, we probably won't have enough virus particles. The process is extremely complicated. We've been working on it for over 2 years in testing, retesting. So for the first 6 months, we probably won't be able to treat more than 4 or 5 people. But as capacity grows, we do, if we pass our safety studies, have approval to move onto a multi-patient study protocol for 30 patients. And I would say that best case scenario, ramping up as quickly as we can, we will have enough virus particles to treat 30 patients probably over the next 2 years. So it's extremely expensive, it's extremely complicated, and the $700,000 is only for the first couple patients. There's way more than that involved in physicians, hospitals, pre-testing, principal investigators. I mean, our cost is significantly higher than just the virus particles themselves. So, you know, producing, I don't think 2 years ago, and maybe possibly even a year ago, this couldn't have even been attempted. The technology just wasn't far enough along. It's only now that, and we've been working on this 2 years, it's only now that technology has advanced, the labs have advanced to a point where without costing tens and tens and tens of millions to treat one patient, it's down to a point where we can treat one patient, but it's still millions. It's just not tens of millions.
The scientists at LivePet are hard at work solving our cancer epidemic. They have the most promising cancer trials going on now with pet clinics around the country that I have ever seen. You can see the promising cancer research and trials going on some of the past shows that I've done. The links are below. While working with C60 and other ingredients, these talented scientists developed a hair growth serum that really works. They sat on it for years. After all, cancer is their focus. But they now realize how much the profits from this product could really help their cancer research. So the C360 Hair Growth product was launched. C360 Hair Growth is specifically designed to revive your hair growth by targeting hair follicles and restarting your hair growth cycle. C60, the active ingredient in C360 Hair Growth, reactivates hair follicles that have stalled due to hereditary hair loss, physical conditions, or environmental factors that may affect follicle production. You will begin to see visible results using C360 hair growth within 3 to 6 weeks. Buy today knowing that your future hair growth will help fund very promising cancer research. See more at the link below.
But is this why you decided to go straight to humans? Because it was looking like it was possible. And so you wanted to just, and it was safe. I mean, you thought it was safe enough and possible enough that maybe we should just go straight to humans.
We went straight to humans because we picked a terminal diagnosis for which there is no other treatment or cure, which is Alzheimer's disease. That's our diagnosis of interest. And the FDA has regulations that allow for INDs for treatments that have for diagnoses that have no treatment or cure. And there's a pathway to go straight to human safety studies. So that's a lower threshold, a lower dosage. We just need to be able to prove that it's safe in humans, and we don't have to go to lengthy animal trials to go straight to humans. So since that pathway was available, we took it.
Plus, was decided that a lot of animal studies had already been done, and there were sufficient to be able to, and Jeff was able to get the okay from the FDA to use those as third-party animal studies.
So now how are you deciding? I know you're talking Alzheimer, but how are you deciding what patients you're going to go to first?
Well, the only way we could get this done was under a pay-to-play model. And we're just a very small biotech startup company. We announced that the trial would begin. We were looking for participants, and we found one that reached out to us. So we signed them, but that's all we did.
And do you still need more people to volunteer? Or not volunteer to,
well,
pay, to play?
Yeah. Yeah. Assuming we pass the safety trials for the first two patients, we'll be able to move on to the multi-phase trial. And we have, assuming we pass the safety studies, we will be able to move to a multi-patient trial, including 30 patients. My hope would be that we'll be able to announce that the safety trials went well, and we will be looking for 30 participants that are willing to pay for their treatment. Libella is a small biotech startup, and we can't go the traditional route of having volunteers. We are in a situation where, best I can describe it, yeah, I mean, this is the way I look at
it. It is what it is, people. It is what it is, because you don't have millions to donate to this. And the only way you're going to be able to do it is if people pay for it, because you don't have a lot of, nobody will give you grants. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, maybe over a period of years, we might have had some success with that, but not anything in a timely fashion. So the way I look at it is, at least early on, for the first 30 patients, the rich have a chance to save the world.
Also, some of the patients that are already in line to be treated, they're not going to last very much longer. And one of our missions is to cure them, save them. Okay. And it's going to be pretty depressing if for business reasons or other kind of reasons, non-scientific, we delay in treating these patients.
Well, if they have millions, if I had 20 million and I need, how much do you have to pay to do this?
Well, I'm not really sure how I'm going to handle this. We'll have 30 slots and we need funding. So
if you got funding, you might not. Okay.
30 slots on. Yeah.
So, well, but if I had 20 million and I had Alzheimer's, I was going to either lose my mind or die, you know, it wouldn't seem like it wouldn't, it would be a really good decision to, I mean, at least try it. It's something that you could try. Yeah. So, and then you might end up being young. I can tell you that I use that facial stuff that has the 16%, and I really like what it does to certain parts of my skin that I couldn't get other things to work. So I'm excited to see, I've been tracking, as you know, I've been following you for a long time, because I think this is world changing. This, along with some other things that are going on in the longevity field, but this is, there's nothing that's going to change the world more than us being able to live twice as long or three times as long, if that ends up happening. But it, worst case, if we could live and feel like we're young and live to be 120, I think that would be life-changing as well. But so I really enjoy following you, and I'm staying on top of this because I think it's so important for humanity. So now, what are you going to do as this information comes out and as you run this trial, how are you going to get the information out to people so people can see what's really going on?
You want to take that or me?
Jeff, I'm not going to do anything. You're going to do it all. So, but I assume you're going to be having people, celebrities that are old, walk out on stage and look and behave and feel young again.
Well, it's as a small biotech startup, our ability to get the word out is limited. We do have some really kind of high profile patients that are willing and have signed up in the event we get to the multi-patient study. So, you know, it's really people like you to tell you the truth, to help us announce that the safety trials went well, that we're moving on to a multi-patient trial. We'll certainly put out a national press release in the event that we pass our safety trials and do well. But our ability to get the message out that we're ready to treat 30 people and we've proven safety, now we need to prove efficacy, is probably, I don't know what happens if we pass the safety trials and there's real hope that we might be able to do something about Alzheimer's disease or other diseases or even possibly reverse biologic aging. You know, how do you get that word out if you're a small biotech for things like we're doing right now?
Well, if this thing works and you get somebody to go from 80 to looking like they're 40, it will go viral very quickly. I can just tell you it will. Unless they censor it, which I doubt they could.
You know, that's really our only pathway forward. Who cares if you change the world if nobody knows about it? So that's part of the reason that a couple of very high profile celebrities we approached them, and as long as we pass our safety trials, they are very willing participants. And so, you know, the combination of some high profile people and hopefully getting the word out that we passed our safety trials, you know, that's the only pathway we have forward to getting the word out. And I got to say, you know, things like you're allowing us to do here, you have a lot of viewers, and hopefully, you know, if we can produce some solid safety data, the word will spread, and it only needs to spread to 30 people because we couldn't treat more than that if we wanted to.
Yeah, when you're selling a house, you only need to have one buyer.
Right. But let me add that one of the reasons why Labella isn't getting thousands of multi-billionaires with Alzheimer's to sign up, and you know, I think I quoted one time 1,500 people die every day from Alzheimer's that have a net worth of 30 million or more. And so there's a lot of them out there. Why is it they're not signing up? And it's because the world's been full of charlatans in this field of anti-aging for thousands and thousands of years. And people aren't going to believe us until we actually come up with some data to show it.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's so out there that people aren't going to believe it. But, you know, I think there's some stuff coming now from multiple places that it's starting to be believable, because there are things that are making a difference. Your research has led to the Nobel Prize in Science, right? So there's some pretty amazing
medicine.
I'm sorry. So there's some pretty amazing proof behind what you're doing. That's why I've been, you know, staying with what you've been doing. But now this is really expensive, and so the $1 million question is, how can average people eventually get this? What are you doing? Because I know your goal is not just to serve the wealthy.
Yeah. So Jeff, let me take that. And Jeff's well aware of this, and Labella's well aware of it, and all the partners are. But any royalties that CR Sciences gets from Labella are going to be put directly into research to continue our original efforts of developing a small molecule drug that would do the same thing. And this is why Jeff said the rich will save the poor. Okay, it's because the wealthy investing or putting money into getting the gene therapy will actually provide CR Sciences with the funding to actually develop an approach that will be affordable by everybody. That's how the rich are going to save the poor. But that's what our plans are.
That's your goal. That's what you could ultimately do. Now, you do have some telomere lengthening solutions that work at 16%. You originally had one that's available in the United States that works at like 3%, something like that. It's TA65. And then you had one that's at 16%, that's called TAM something. And that one's not available in the United States, but the other one is. And my understanding is the research is showing that you need less of this than they originally thought, because it goes after the shorter ones first.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it does go after the shortest ones first, but let me first address the first issue. First of all, we did not discover and invent TA65, even though when I was at Geron Corporation 25 years ago, when I was director of molecular biology there, I was involved in the discovery of TA65. But then Geron Corporation licensed it to a company called TA Sciences, and then Geron said they wouldn't do any more research on it. So TA Sciences contracted with CR Sciences, my company, to do all the follow-up studies to show that it works. And so we did confirm that it works. I can't say it was 3%. It was actually lower than 3%.
What percent is it?
It was far too low. I'm not at liberty to say because of confidentiality agreements I have with TA Sciences, but it is something that will produce a little bit of telomerase. And my lab is the lab that proved that by actually showing telomerase activity in human cells treated with TA65. So even though it's low in potency, let me first define potency. Okay, telomere shortening and lengthening is like a tug of war. I might have explained this 2 years ago, but in our cells, in 99.99% of all the cells of our body, except for our primordial germ cells, we have no telomerase at all inside of our cells. So we have a one-sided tug of war. We have essentially like 100 people, let's say 1,000 people, pulling to shorten telomeres on this rope, and nobody pulling to lengthen. Okay, so let's say TA65 provides 5 people pulling to lengthen. Okay, and that's not the correct number, but I don't want to disclose the correct number. Let's just use 5 as an example. Well, that 5 pulling against 1,000 is better than nothing. It's still slowing the rate of telomere shortening down, so that the shorteners are still winning that tug of war, but they're winning at a slower rate. So eventually, after 50 years from now, we're going to start seeing that a lot of people actually live longer and healthier longer because of taking TA65.
Now, can I ask you?
So then we discovered another natural problem.
Before you get into the next one, even if it might not lengthen it, it can slow it down in a good, but you can't share that percentage. Is it, you can't share it because it's different for different people, and so you don't want to get that out there, or why can't you share it? Why would it be secret?
Because, you know, only TA scientists can disclose that number. Let's see, whenever I sign any agreement with any company, I sign agreements saying that I won't disclose information that's not made public already. That's one of those informations. But regardless of it, it does work. It's a good thing for people to take. And you also alluded to the fact that even though it's weak, it does actually lengthen the shortest telomeres. So it turns out, think of this tug of war now, you've got 1,000 people pulling to shorten, but they're all falling off a cliff. So the number of people pulling to shorten decreases. So when you come in, so after you get like about, let's say there's TA65 is like adding 5 people to lengthen. Suppose the shortener has gotten so pulled so hard that there's only 2 people left. Okay. But now if you add 5 people, then you end up lengthening until those other people come back off the cliff, and then get up to 10 and 20 and 30, then TA65 doesn't work anymore. And same with every other pill that's on the market right now. So it still is worthwhile to take. It does, anecdotal data from a lot of people, including myself, has shown that age spots have disappeared on it.
I said, do you still take it, or have you moved on?
Yes.
To
Yes, oh yeah.
You take that one, because that's what's legal here in this country.
No. They're all legal in this country. I take TA65 every day, and I take all the other ones every day. TAM818, but first of all, there's also Isagenesis that's marketed by a company called Isagenics. And again, I'm not at liberty to say what the percentage is, but it's definitely lower than 16%. Then there's also, and I'm not allowed to compare confidential agreements with both companies, I'm not allowed to compare Isagenesis to TA65. So you would have to get that information from those companies. I can say that TAM818 is now marketed through a company called Defy Time. And I was hoping that Ashton Gong would be joining this call, but in looking at the time there in Korea, it's way too early. So he's probably still sleeping. He probably would have had a good chance to talk about how the marketing is going there. But I do know that people in the United States buy it all the time without any trouble at all. And it goes through customs and it's cleared and things. So whatever the rules are about, I don't think anybody's actually marketing it in the United States yet, but the Defy Time in Japan and Korea are both, and New Zealand now too, are selling it and shipping it to people in the United States at a high rate. Even though I'm the inventor of all these things, I still have to pay for it myself. So I take all three. I take TA65, I take Isagenesis, and I take TAM818, only because there's a chance they work synergistically. And so I'm so obsessed with slowing my aging process down as much as possible that I just don't hesitate to take all three.
Now, can I ask you, you have a twin brother. Does he take this as well?
Yes.
Okay.
He
is now. Did he just start, or has he been doing it for a while now?
He started probably last June, so it's almost been a year. But he ended up having some health issues that gave him a kick in the butt and realized that he's got to start looking, taking care of his health a lot better. So not only did he start taking these products, he's also started doing a lot of other things that I usually describe when I'm having a discussion about inflammation. Inflammation, I think, is the number one cause of declining health with age, and doing everything you can to reduce that is important. And me and my brother now both do all those things. And if you go to his Facebook page, you would be shocked at how the change that's occurred just in the last, since June. Okay, what's that, 8 months, 10 months, something like that? But he's got photos that—
Before and after?
Before and after. He doesn't have these side by side like everybody. But you can scroll through his photos and you can see him before And then you can see the recent one he's posting. He's a single guy. So I'm sure he would. He's actually before he even did this, he gave documentary companies permission to film him and discuss it. And it was just show the difference between us. It was like night and day. But now he's scaring me. Now he's challenged me to beat me. He's challenging me to beat me in some of my races.
Well, that's good.
Oh yeah.
Well, I'm sure that makes you feel better. Okay. Well, so that people might be able to get some of this stuff. You're talking inflammation is the most important. And then some of this stuff they might be able to order, or they can order from Korea or Hong Kong and get it sent here, most likely. And when do you think it'll be available here in the United States? Because that's something I want to try. I mean, honestly, I've been looking at this for years, as you know.
Well, again, it's funding. They have every intention of expanding to the United States as soon as they get the funding to be able to do that. As well as TAM-818 when it works, 99.999% of the population has never heard of it. Okay, and so sales are not astronomical. They're struggling. Okay, and
they're
and
struggling. That's something I can help with.
Something
go
like
ahead. Because I really want to. I really.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I wish Ashton Gong was on this call, but or Jonathan Park, who's the head of Defy Time. He was unavailable, so he asked Ashton to be on this call. But
I think that in combination with some of the other things like C60 stuff. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, since you mentioned C60, I'm not a big believer yet in C60. I haven't seen any scientific peer-reviewed studies that show, they suggest things. Okay. And so a lot of the marketing is based on those papers that suggest, but that's not saying that I don't believe in C60. I've known of C60 for 25 plus years. when a guy named Ralph Merkel first introduced it to me as something that the chemists were all playing around with no idea that it would ever have any health related benefits. But it was more of a puzzle that they were all working with. Can we construct a ball of carbons? And they did, and it was called the Buckyball, and it's now called C60. And there's another name that starts with an F, I can't remember, fullerene. But I think after all the money they spent on trying to make this thing, now they're trying to figure out some way to make money off of it. So they're looking for ways of making profits off of this. And one of the things they're touting is the anti-aging stuff. But I actually haven't seen any good data yet. Okay, I'm optimistic because it does have some strategic.
Radiation. There's radiation. I have a lot of scientists on that talk about it. And there's a lot more peer-reviewed studies now, or studies coming out. I need to send you some of that stuff, or at least, you know, like some of the stuff that Ian Mitchell's the cancer.
Already read it.
Pardon me?
If I haven't already read it, yeah. I believe
you're
there's
probably a way on top thousand. Of it. Yeah, you know, a lot of it
I
is radiation.
I believe there's 1,000 causes of aging.
Oh, yeah, and I think a lot of it isn't anti-aging as much as creating an superior environment to allow yourself to, for the your own body to heal itself. That's what people are saying now, is that it's really an
environment. That's very true.
Yeah, that's exactly it creating, and so it allows your body to be able to create more stem cells and things if you have like NMN or even this stuff. I'm thinking your telomere lengthening with it could be absolutely huge because it creates such an optimal body conditions. And so that's what I'm excited about.
Yeah. Well, now the data on NMN, or what I prefer actually is NR for nicotinamide riboside. They haven't been shown yet to actually have any effect on aging humans. Okay. They can help boost NAD levels a little in humans. But the data, every study that you look at about the benefits of those and increasing NAD and causing life extension and health extension have been mouse studies. There's nothing been done on humans yet that is like a coup de grace study, okay, that shows that it works in humans. But that doesn't mean it doesn't work. Okay, I take nicotinamide riboside every day. None of these things, okay, so let's say that NMN or NR do provide anti-aging benefits to humans. It's not going to be extensive because there's nothing, it has no effect on telomeres. Okay, so no matter what we do to cure aging, nothing's going to work for very long unless we also solve the telomere shortening problem, because that's always going on. That's, of all the things that have been ever looked at in aging in humans, that's the only one that's been proved to be undeniably occurring in humans. And it's something that has to be stopped. And we know for a fact that when telomeres get to a certain length, our cells senesce, they lose the ability to function, and we die of old age. And there's nothing else that can really say that that's in the anti-aging world. So I believe that telomere lengthening isn't going to be the only thing that we need to do too. I think that's not going to cure everything. But I think that's got to be part of the puzzle. So in order to cure aging, there's going to be more than one thing that has to be done, but one of those things absolutely is lengthening telomeres. And so that's why I'm focused on that. And I'm very grateful that others are focusing on everything else, because I do believe in extending my own lifespan, it's going to be important that they succeed.
Well, I think it's absolutely fascinating. That's why I've been tracking you for so long and wanting to make sure that I stay on top of this. Now, if others are really interested, their mother or father has Alzheimer's and they are from a wealthy family, how do they get hold of you so that they can participate in this?
Jeff?
The easiest thing to do is Libella, GT, which stands for genetherapeutics.com. All of my personal contact information is on that website. All the information about the study, the science behind the study, the scientists, the physicians, the entire medical scientific team is on there. How to sign up, how to participate, a patient agreement form to reach out to me. All of it's on the website. But if they have any questions, I have put my personal cell phone, hope this doesn't come back to haunt me, up on the website as well. So I pretty much am available 24/7. And anybody that would have any questions or have interest in signing up should be able to get most of the basic information off of our
Libella
website.
Is spelled Libella. And so it's Libella.gt.com.
I would really like to keep tracking this. So once you get farther, let's plan another time. I want to see how the first initial ones go. I know there always can be hiccups, but if we can get you back on, you know, talk about this and give an update. As I said last time, I think it's such a big deal for humanity that we need to track it. And I'm so fascinated. I think it's really amazing. And so, your work is very exciting. You're lucky. This is a really exciting time in history.
I wish there was more funding, because I agree, it's an exciting field and it's going to be the biggest medical breakthrough of all time when we get done. It's funding is still the major obstacle.
Well, persistence.
Thank you very much.
Entrepreneurship, persistence is what it's all about. That's the number one goal. But thank you so much for joining the program today.
All right. Thank you.
Sir, if I could just add one more thing before we go.
Yes.
Bill's touched on this a couple of times, but I think it's true that when we try to say something like we're doing telomerase gene therapy and we think we can really do something about Alzheimer's, or we think there might be other biologic benefits related to age reversal, 99, 95, somewhere in that range is just flawed, inaccurate data, you know, information, and it leads everybody to believe that we're just one in that group. I don't know, but we're the five percenters. This is real. If anybody would research Bill Andrews, which I did, because I was one of the ones that thought, well, this guy's got to just be a quack. But go back and take a look at who Bill Andrews really is, who really discovered telomerase, who really is behind all of the research, who trained a lot of the other people that are now interested in telomerase gene therapy and actually do the studies. You will trace almost every one of the people and leaders in the field back to Bill Andrews. And that's what I did, because I spent the first 6 months thinking this is, I spent the first 6 months thinking this guy was crazy. And about the seventh month, I figured out he may be one of the brightest minds on the planet. And that's when I started to approach him. Now, I don't know whether we'll be successful or not, but I can tell you we have the best chance. We're the farthest along. We're the first in the world that has gotten far enough to do a human safety trial. I think Bill Andrews is the game changer that can make this happen when probably nobody else could. And I would end it like this. People think I'm crazy when I say this, or really don't care. I think we have the best chance to succeed and prove that telomerase gene therapy has huge biologic benefits to humanity. But even if we fail for some reason, I'm telling you, I predict in the next 5 years, the whole world is going to realize that the concept of birth, taxes, death is about to change.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yep. Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.